God in the name of Jesus. If anybody just want to pray, if you can't thank him enough for all that he's done, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you can't repay him for the salvation he's provided to us through Jesus. Our love can't match his love. All we can do is just praise him and thank him for all that he's done. You know, that's special about having a relationship with the God of the universe. He's all powerful. But there's nothing that he needs, but what he does want is our prayer. The more you know him, the better you understand him, the more you realize that all you can do is give him back praise that he so much deserves. Thank you for turning your attention again to that 20th chapter of Matthew. I'm going to start with the first verse of the 20th chapter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read from the pulpit Bible because the letters are larger.
Amen.
And it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went in again about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, 'Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you.' And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and he said unto them, 'Why stand ye all the day idle?' And they said unto him, 'Because no man hath hired us.' He said unto them, 'Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.' So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard saith unto the servants, 'Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first.' And when the first came, they were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, 'These last have worked for 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which hath borne the burden in the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto the last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen."
Amen.
I want to speak with you a little while this morning. 11th hour opportunity for the lost. An 11th hour opportunity for the lost. You know, we were singing just a few moments ago, "Praise is what I do," is because we've come to recognize how good the Lord is.
Amen.
When we come to see that he treats us in ways that we don't deserve, gives us much, much more than we could possibly ask for even. Somehow it seems that the more we praise him, the more he gives us to praise him about. It's so good because we've come to know him. And it seems the more you love the Lord and the more you get into his presence, the more it seems that he makes you realize how good it is to have a friend like him.
Yeah.
Some of us have gone through many things, and we're willing to stand up and let the world know that our God is God.
Yeah.
We're willing to let people know he's good to me, and he's brought me through some situations.
That's right. That's right.
I've been down, and he's got me up.
Yeah.
I don't mind praising the Lord and let the world know that my God is God. Somehow, the more you know him, the better you like. The more you know him, the more you love him. Yeah, there's just something special about it. But you know, there's a problem that we have as we grow stronger in the Lord. We start looking out at others and recognize that they don't have what we have. Some folks who haven't accepted him yet, but we've got the Lord, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He loves us, and the more we work for him, the more we feel like we are getting what he's owed to us. I've been working hard for the Lord a long time, and I've been doing things for the Lord a long time. I just expect some blessings because I've been doing so many good things. I've been doing good things. I've been teaching people and talking to folks about the Lord. Somehow we need to recognize that no matter how long you've been with the Lord, you can't possibly deserve all that he does for you.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is letting us know here in this parable. He's letting us know that there was a man who had a vineyard. And so folks went out early in the morning, and they agreed to work for a denarius. The amount that they were going to get was what a soldier gets a day. That was a day's pay for a soldier. That was more than what someone who worked out in the vineyard would normally get. A gardener, a vineyard worker, they didn't get that kind of pay. That's the pay that the soldiers get. But they got an agreement to get that amount. And they were glad about that. Actually, they felt like they were getting a whole lot more than they should get, but that was all right. The man had agreed to pay it, and they were certainly happy that he had agreed to pay it. And so they went out and they worked in the vineyard.
Yes, sir.
And this was early in the morning that they went. And then the man went out a second time. He went out about noon to get some more folks. And he went out about 3 o'clock and got even more folks. And everybody who came, he told them the same thing. Whatever's right, that's what I'm going to give to you. But then he went out about the 11th hour. And he got some folks at the 11th hour. In other words, there's only one more hour of work. Because at 6 o'clock in the evening, that's when everybody gets their pay. So he told them, now you go out and pay them now. Call everybody together and give them their hire.
Yes, sir.
So at 6 o'clock, he goes out, and he started paying the last first. So the folks who had come last, those that come at just the 11th hour, come at 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
yes,
they were the ones who were going to get paid first.
Yeah.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, worked 1 hour,
yes,
and then he gave them the amount that those who had come early in the morning had asked for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those who came early in the morning felt, well, that's a good thing. Let me just start calculating this. If I figure that 12, I've had a good day. But it turns out that he didn't give them 12 times what those who came early in the morning got. Rather than that, he gave them the exact same amount. Somehow they felt that they had been cheated. How can this possibly be? They came here in the afternoon. Cool now. They came in the afternoon, and we've been out here. We've borne the burden. We've been working out here in this vineyard in the heat of the day. And those who came here late in the afternoon, after the sun was already going down, it's getting cool now. Easy to work now. Easy to go out there and not have to worry about wiping my brow because I'm going to be all right now. They came, worked 1 hour, and you gave them the same thing that you gave me. The same thing that you gave me, how can that possibly be?
Yeah.
How can that possibly be fair?
Yeah.
But man said, wait a minute. Said, I gave you what you agreed to.
Yeah.
And actually, though he didn't say it, he knew I was paying you more than you really would have deserved.
Yeah.
But I gave you that amount. Don't think the evil of me because I'm giving these what I want to give to men.
Right.
You know, when you think about what Jesus is letting them know, he was reflecting back on something that Peter had just said. Peter had asked earlier, he said, what are we going to get? We've been doing a lot of stuff for you, Lord. We've been with you. We've been supporting you. And I know something special is going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, not only did Peter need to hear this, but all who were around who were working with the Lord needed to hear that those who came late in the day, Jesus wants not just those who came early, those Christians who've been Christians most of their lives. He wants those who have not yet come yet. He wants those who have not made that decision to come to him. And all of us who come, whether you came and you've been in the Lord's house working for the Lord a long time, or whether you just came, there's some Christians who just come into the house of the Lord recently. And you know what? They're going to get the same that we're going to get. I don't care how long you've been working for the Lord, how much you've been serving the Lord. What the Lord has for you is so special and so beautiful. It's so much more than any of us deserve. Those who came early in the morning were getting more than they deserve. Those of us who've been working for the Lord a long time, we're going to get more than we deserve. What we ought to be doing is not worry about who gets who's going to get something later. We ought to be going out and telling somebody. Somebody who has not yet signed up to work for the Lord. Someone who has not yet decided they're going to be on the Lord's side. Tell them there's still more work. There's still an opportunity to come and be a part of the Lord's house. It's still an opportunity to come and get this special situation that I've got. I'm working for the Lord. I'm on the Lord's side. He's blessing me. And I know it says that I've been working a long time. But that's all right. I feel like I deserve a lot. No. I'm glad that what I'm getting is so much more than I deserve. I want you to get what I've got. I'm sure that you know somebody who is still not yet working in the vineyard. You know some folks, I believe you do, who have not yet said yes to the Lord. You need to tell them how good it is to be on the Lord's side. You need to let them know that what they get for being on the Lord's side is so much more than what they give. Doesn't matter how long you've been on the Lord's side. All you have to do is accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and you get all the benefits. All the benefits. You know, I kind of like to look at the benefits that we give at our company at SGT. I don't brag about it, but I think we have some good benefits. A lot of special things that we have for our employees. But let me tell you, they can't compare with the extraordinary benefits of Jesus Christ. We give them life insurance. Okay. But Jesus gives us life assurance. You see, life insurance, that's when you get some money when you die. Life assurance, that means you never die. You got eternal life. I'm so glad that I get so much just by being on the Lord. I think you ought to be up with the Lord. I believe you ought to accept the opportunity. I believe you ought to say yes to the Lord. If you know somebody who is not yet on the Lord's side, somebody who has not yet said they're going to work in the vineyard, you ought to let them know how important it is that they make that decision. The 11th hour Christians, they're as important to Jesus as those who have been working with the Lord and been on the Lord's side, been in the vineyard for many years. I know many of you here have been in the choir a long time, and you're singing for the Lord. There's some deacon boys, you've been praising the Lord and working for the Lord a long time, and all that's good. And there are some who just been in the church, here in the church, supporting it financially. And all the things that have been a part of the household of faith. All that's good. But you know what? There's somebody who has not yet said yes to the Lord. Somebody who you know. Somebody who you walk with and work with daily who has not said yes. And somehow you need to realize that the Lord wants them in the vineyard. He loves those. The 11th hour Christians are as important to Jesus as those who've been in the Lord in the vineyard for a long time. I guess the challenge is we need to not just keep working in the vineyard. We need to be reaching out and bringing others and letting them know that there's still an opportunity. There's still an opportunity to work in the vineyard. There's still an opportunity to be able to live throughout eternity with the God of the universe. Let them know that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, died on the cross to give them a special opportunity that they have not accepted yet. He died on the cross that they would not have to worry about hell, because somehow he died that all the sins that would carry them into hell would be forgiven. You need to let them know that. You need to let them know that he loves us so much that he carried that heavy cross so that they would not have to worry about suffering throughout eternity. They rather would be able to have joy and eternal life. You need to tell somebody. You're already in the vineyard. I don't know how long you've been. Some may say they're 3 o'clock Christians and some 12 o'clock. I don't know how long you've been working for the Lord. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because those who came at even the 11th hour are going to get the same blessing. Those who accepted them even today Those that have not yet said yes, somebody might say yes today.
Yeah.
And if they say yes, there are all the special benefits, all the special things that we have, they have.
Right.
And you need to encourage them to accept that love and those special, beautiful benefits that come with being on the Lord's side.
Thank you.
We love the Lord.
Yes.
We love to praise Him, don't
yes, we?
Christ
said
that. Yes, we believe that we can talk about how good He is, but somehow we need to do more than just talk. We need to reach out to somebody and let them know that our words are real and powerful, that we need to let them know that what we've got, because we're on the Lord's side.
Yes, sir.
What we've got, because we're working in the vineyard. What we've got, because we've accepted salvation, they can have. Last many, doesn't matter. Lord, the Lord will at the last be just as important. He makes them just as important.
Yes,
those who come today are just as important. Those who have decided they're going to be on the Lord's side just now are just as important as those who have spent their lives. Does that sound unfair? No, no. No, none of us, no matter how long you've been working in the vineyard, no matter how much you feel you've done for the Lord, no matter how much you've given, no matter how hard you've worked,
yes, sir,
no matter how many lives you've touched, no one, no one can possibly deserve all that the Lord is giving to
That's
us.
Right.
Those who came early in the morning, they're cheating.
Yeah.
But they weren't. The Lord wants us to know that those who've been working for a long time, the blessing that you're going to get, it's not based on your work. The blessing that you're going to have, it's not based on how long you've been on the Lord's side. The things that the Lord is going to do for you, it's not based on some chart that you can check off a bunch of things that you've done. No, it's all based on what the Lord did. He died on the cross so that you could have it all if you just accept Him. Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how hard, doesn't matter how many things you have done that you can check off as being positive. All you have to do is be in the vineyard. I think each of us needs to step up to a challenge. We who know who the Lord is, we can't be jealous about what we got. He's got enough love and salvation to bear it all far beyond us.
Hallelujah.
We need to share it with folks and let them know the Lord loves even the 11th hour Christians. The last shall be first. Those who come last, they're as important to Jesus.
Yes.
Those who have just come, those who might come this afternoon, they're as important to Jesus as those who came early.
Yes, sir.
Those who've been on the Lord's side for a long time. Workers in the vineyard. Early in the morning, late in the afternoon, even at the 11th hour. Let somebody know. That's a challenge for you. Let somebody know. That one who you know has not yet said yes to the Lord, they may not be sitting here, but they need to know that there's a special employment opportunity to work in the vineyard. And the benefits are amazing. Amazing. Eternal life. Eternal life. And also, he pays all the moving expenses.
Yes, sir. New home. Yes, sir.
Oh, great glory.
Yes, sir.
All of that comes from accepting and saying yes.
Yes, sir.
All the benefits, no matter how long you've been on the Lord's side, you need to tell somebody.
Yeah.
This isn't a message just for those who are here. This is a message for those who are here to give to somebody else.
Yeah.
Lord is looking now. He's excited about the fact that some of us are thinking that about somebody we're going to go and touch. Because He wants those 11th hour Christians. He wants those who are not saved to accept the salvation that Jesus died to provide. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, we thank You, Father.
Thank You, Lord.
That somehow we who are here can recognize how blessed we are. Those who have accepted You, Father. Those who know that You're the God of the universe. and recognize that you loved us enough to give us Jesus Christ. We recognize how blessed we are. Somehow it seems as we walk, we find that you're with us in our travels, in our difficult times. Father, we know that you bring us through and bring us out. But Father, we know that you would have us to let others know. Let others know that even now, even at this late time in their lives in some cases, that they can come to you. And you will accept them. You are looking for those 11th hour Christians. Looking for those who have not said yes. Looking for those who can have all the same beautiful blessings that you showered us with. Let us not be so jealous of our things that we've gotten and the things you've given us and hold on to them so tightly. But let us share the knowledge of you with somebody who will accept you. Someone who will be willing to step in and be a part of the household of faith. Someone who will work in your name. Bless us, Father.
Yes,
bless us with a special desire to let somebody else know how good it is to be on the Lord's side.
Yes, God.
Bless us, Father. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please stand. So good to have that relationship with the Lord.